Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
Bam! Welcome to the BAM Podcast. That's right, Business and Money Podcast coming to you live right now on TikTok. So we've got a TikTok live going on. This show will come out sometime next week because I'm out of shit in the can. I've done enough shows and traveled, and then I took a lot of time off, and I am out of shows. So I'm actually here in the studio right now on a Saturday doing a show today about gratitude, right? I put a post out today talking about gratitude, talking about being grateful for what you've got, making sure you have that gratitude, making sure you don't forget about what you've got. Don't be a glass half empty type person, be a glass half full type person, but stay hungry. See, people like, just like I talk about confidence and arrogance, there's a thin line. There's also a thin line of gratitude and hunger. You want to have gratitude. You want to be grateful for the things that you've got in life, that you've accomplished in life. You can't compete and compare yourself to others. You can't look to the left and look to the right and go, oh, they got this or they did that. Or look, they've got it easy. Look what they drive. Look what they live in. Oh my God, they're making this kind of money. Trust me, I could do that all fucking day. I'm like, holy shit, I could do that. There's people I'm like, this asshole's got a $20 million house. What? However, you can't do that. You have to be proud and happy for these people that have had success. You have to embrace success. You have to elevate success. You want to encourage people to be successful, and then you need to focus on beating you. That's right. Beating your ass from yesterday. So whatever the fuck you did yesterday, you want to crush it today. That's how it works. You are not competing with everybody on your left and everybody on your right. You're not competing with them. So quit getting on the social media, going through everything, going, oh, look at this. Look what they did. Oh, this is bullshit. Look how they got that. You got to stop. End that shit right now. If you're doing it, your spouse is doing it, your friend's doing it, your kids are doing it, knock it off. Listen, social media should be a platform for you to build your brand and for you to get ideas. It should not be a platform for you to sit there and fucking get discouraged and have, you know, insecurity and not be confident and be like, oh, look what this guy's got. Yeah, of course, they worked their ass off. Let them get it. But let me tell you, most of the shit you see is fake. You know how many posers out there I see that they're like, yeah, I'm make millions and I do this and I do that and they don't do shit, or I built this and they haven't built shit. Like, so a lot of it's fake. So don't buy the fake news. Don't jump into it saying, hey, look, you know, these guys have done that and I'm never going to get there. You can get wherever the fuck you want to be. That's the greatest thing about this country. You can actually, I have seen some fucking dumbass sons of bitches make lots of money doing stupid shit. And I just go, good for them. That means there's more opportunity for other people. I never get upset. I never go, what the hell, right? So you need to understand you're challenging yourself. You're competing with yourself. Gratitude and still being hungry, right? So we're going to talk about two things. We're going to talk about gratitude being hungry. We're going to talk about confidence and arrogance. We'll start with gratitude and being hungry. So I woke up this morning, and I don't mean like, I'm gratitude, I'm hungry, I'm ready to eat eggs. So no, that's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about being hungry in life, hungry to prosper, hungry to be successful, hungry for knowledge and learning and getting wisdom and succeeding and elevating and empowering and helping others and learning to serve. Like, you got to have that kind of hunger, right? But I got up this morning, it was like fucking 6 o'clock and it's a Saturday. And I'm like, holy shit. Like, it's Saturday, it's 6 o'clock. I'm exhausted. Or am I exhausted? Maybe I'm not exhausted. Those are the questions I was asking myself. And I'm like, well, fuck it. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to get up. I'm going to jump in the cold plunge real quick. And then I'm going to rinse off. And then I'm going to go to the gym. And then I'm going to go knock out this podcast. And my ass will be home before 11 a.m. Well, it's almost 1 p.m. Eastern, just so you know. And I got all my shit done, but I am hours behind. And let me tell you how that happened. So I woke up this morning. I'm like, I'm going to go get in the cold plunge. Okay. You guys can relate to this. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to get in the cold plunge. Let me go. But what? Walk out there, I'm ready to go. Got my towel, got my shit, and I'm like, well, fuck. I need my tripod because I'd like to film it and have some content from it. So, okay, let me go get the tripod out of the car. Oh, shit. Well, we had the Amazon folks filming our show, you know, the BAM fam coming out the end of the fall. And so they had a bunch of shit in my car. So I'm like, fuck, let me get all this stuff out of my car. Then that turned to, oh, man, I've got my gym bag in the car. Let me get my gym bag out of the car. Oh, let me clean out my backpack. I've got a packet with stuff I need to go do the podcast today. Oh, shit. So that all took like an hour. I ain't even gotten the cold plunge yet. You guys know what I'm talking about. You get to doing things and you're like, damn, like I ain't even got to that yet. I got sidetracked doing other shit, but it's important shit I had to do. It's a Saturday. I'm like, all right, I'll go get it done. Let's go. So what do I do next? I turn around and I'm like, all right, I got this. I go set up the tripod. I go out there to do the cold plunge. And then after I get ready to set up the cold plunge, I'm like, well, shit, I would like to do a live and I would like to videotape it. Wonder if Christian's up, and I bet he'd like to get in the cold plunge. So I text him. Now, take in mind, I woke up at 6:15, fucked around in the bed a little bit, took a shit this morning. I mean, it's what I do. Wake up, take shit, you know, fucked around the bed a little bit, looked on the phone a little bit. And I'm like, all right, I'm going to go in the cold plunge. By the time I get done cleaning out my backpack and by the time I get out cleaning out my car, I mean, we're talking, it's like 8:30. I'm like, fuck, I'm already like 45 minutes behind. I still got a shower. So Christian's like, hell yeah, I'll come down. He comes down in swimming trunks. We get down there and we start to set up the cameras. He's like, Dad, this is dope. Like, look at this thing right here. I see a lot of people use these kind of things and now we've got it. That's cool. I was like, yeah, I got it from the Amazon guys that left in the car. We're going to use it. So, you know, we set up one camera and we set up another camera. And then like, I'm like, all right. So we get up there and we start talking. Yeah, we're going to do this. He's done 15 minutes. I've done 90 seconds, blah, 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 blah. And then I get in and I last, I don't know, maybe 40 seconds. I think I'm dying. I submerged my whole body in. And then he jumps out and he's talking shit, you know, pretty much because I only lasted fucking 40 seconds. And I run, and I jump in the pool to warm up. I'm like, oh, my God, I'm dying. So then he goes to get in and then he submerges himself and we're videotaping this. And then he gets out, I don't know, after 3 or 4 minutes, the guy's a gangster. And then he turns around, and he jumps into the pool and then I'm pissed. And I'm like, you know what? Let's do this again. And then TikTok kicked us off. And I'm like, what the hell? So they didn't get to see it live. So I jump back in, submerge again, go about 50 or 60 seconds, thought my legs were going to freeze off. But I felt amazing after because it's like 45 degrees in the cold plunge. And I turn around, I'm like, jump in the pool and I'm like, all right, bust out a lap real quick, dry off. And I'm like, all right, I got to get my shit together. I got to get to the gym. I got to shower. I got to get to the gym. I got to get back to do a podcast. So I go inside and I go to get my clothes out. I'm the guy that lays his clothes out before he showers. So don't judge. I lay all my shit out, make sure it matches. I got my Def Leppard shirt on, my black shirt and some Alexander McQueen tennis shoes. And I lay it out and I'm like, all right, this is dope. I'm good to go. And I get ready to take a shower and I'm like, well, shit. Let me make a cool post about my family. And you know, I'm feeling, you know, gratitude. We're getting ready to go back to Turks here in a few days. And, you know, my family, we were last night all at dinner last night getting filmed from the cameras for the Amazon show. I'm like, all right. So I post a picture. You guys see it on my Instagram or, you know, on my Facebook and whatever, TikTok. And I post a thing about that. Well, guys, just so you know, when I post shit like that, it takes like 45 minutes. Like, it's not fucking quick, especially when I'm posting personal shit. Like, you know, I've got a team that posts all the podcast shit, but like literally I'm posting personal shit. I got to put it together. I got to write a message. I got to put it on each platform because I believe you got to use each platform. You couldn't use those cheat codes to share everything. It's got to be natural. Things got to be said differently in each platform. That's all stuff I help coach and train on. But then after I'm done with that, it's like 9 o'clock. And then I'm like, well, fuck, I got to take a shower. So I jump in the shower and I get out and I get dressed and, you know, and I'm getting ready and I'm like, all right, I'm fucking ready to go to the gym. And then I'm like, oh, shit, I've got to order a couple things from Amazon that I don't forget today. And I got to make sure somebody's got the key to get into the office and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So we got two offices and my studio's in one of them. Long story short, Liz walks in this morning. I know I'm telling you guys this, and we haven't even got to gratitude yet and being hungry. We haven't even got to confidence versus arrogance yet. We're getting to that point, so stay with me and bear with me. But I want you to understand my story this morning, why I'm fucking hours late, and it's frustrating. But I did all these things, and my wife's like, what the hell are you doing? I thought you were going to the gym. Like, it's like 9 o'clock. You know, she wakes up. I'm like, well, it's like 9:30, actually, 9:15. I am. She's like, didn't you get up early? I said, yeah. As I said, what time do you think I got up? She said, like 7. I said, no, I got up like 6:15. She's like, what the fuck? Why aren't you at the gym yet? I said, well, I went to go jump in the cold plunge and then go shower and go to the gym. And then when I went, I had to go get the thing to get the content. When I went and got the content, I got the backpack. And I was like, oh, shit, let me clean out the backpack. It's nasty. And then I'm like, oh, shit, let me get the stuff out of the car. And then I'm like, oh, and that took an hour. Then when I was going to do it, Christian was up. And I was like, well, hey, let's double demo this. We can film it and go live and get you some content. We can do it together. And then that took about 45 minutes, an hour. But at least I got to hang out with my son, right? Gratitude. At least I got to hang out with my son. Still hungry to go out and do it, still hungry to go out and crush it, but I have gratitude because I was excited that I was hanging out on a Saturday morning with my son. He has a concussion from a couple days ago at practice, therefore he didn't have football this morning. This is a rare Saturday that we don't have football. So I'm hanging out with my boy, and we're doing the cold plunge together and doing our thing, right? So it's really dope and it's really cool. So then what happens is I tell her all this, and then I'm like, then I got stuck in the post. Did you see the post? She says, I'm like, so anyway, so long story short, by the time I get the fuck out of the house, it's 10:15. I wanted to be home by 10:15. I wanted to do the cold plunge shower. I wanted to go to the gym. I wanted to come do the podcast, be home at 10:15, 11 o'clock, maybe do breakfast. Here it is, fucking 4 minutes to one Eastern. Okay. I just got to the office here, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes ago. You know, I went to the gym, I worked out, you know, I did all the stuff. So long story short, gratitude, but still being hungry. I am grateful I got to hang out with my son this morning. I am grateful I got to post something nice about my family this morning. I am grateful that I got to wake up in a beautiful home that's paid for this morning. And I'm grateful that I've got great clothes to put on. I've got a fucking bomb ass Lambo I can drive. I can go to the gym. I have great conversations with people at the gym. I can work out. I can put my body in shape. I can take care of myself. I am grateful for all of that. I'm grateful that I've got an office to go to with a bomb ass studio that I can come out here and talk to you guys and put out the podcast. I'm grateful for all of that. However, I'm fucking hungry. My ass should have been here earlier. I'm a little disappointed. And you know, this is a balance. It's a fine line. You got to pick it, right? Not fine wine. Don't get that confused. Fine line between hunger and gratitude. You've got to be grateful for what you've got. I'm not going to sit here and cry and bitch and complain that I'm going to be home at 2 o'clock, but because I'm grateful for the other, but I'm hungry and I'm like, fuck, I got to maximize my time. So while I'm here, I'm doing a live and I'm doing a podcast. I'm killing two birds with one stone. We're getting great content. That's what it's about, right? So putting out stuff that really helps people, elevates people, gets them excited, embraces them to grow. So that is a small example of today where gratitude meets hunger. Okay. So I'm grateful for that time. Like I told my wife, I was like, look, it sucks. I'm not getting my shit done early, but you know what? My son will remember, even though we do this kind of thing all the time, he'll remember, hey, my dad got the cameras out. We did this whole thing. It was funny. We were laughing. We were like, those are the moments and memories that matter. So you got to pick to when you're grateful and you want to show gratitude to something. And then you got to pick when you're hungry and you want to go get something. And in my post earlier today, I talked about, it. I was like, look, I'm so sick of people fucking bitching about what they don't have. Don't fucking bitch about what you don't have. Be excited about what you fucking got. Then go get what you don't fucking have. Complaining and running your mouth isn't going to fucking get you what you don't have. It's just going to make you look like an idiot. You're just making excuses. Too many times I hear people always fucking make excuses. I was coaching someone the other day and they called me and they were like complaining. They're like, I had this business and it was this, you know, it struggled and it didn't make money and I had to sell part of it and I had to do this and they're pushing me out. And for fucking 20 minutes, all I heard was excuses. And I said, pause, buddy, pause. That ain't how I don't work like this. All I hear is excuses of why you failed. Why don't you tell me what the fuck it is you want to do and what you want to hire me for? Because I'm expensive, bud. You're going to pay me an hour? It's like $2,500 an hour. That's right. For the listeners out there, $2,500 an hour to hire me to coach you, or $8,000 a month. I'm expensive. Like, I don't fucking budge. Like, that's my price. Why? Because I fucking get you from A to fucking C, from C to H, from H to M, from M to P, from P to fucking Z. Like, there are fucking steps you have to take to build a big business. There are steps you have to take it to the next level in life. There are things that you have to do. And I built not one, two, three, four, five companies worth over $10 million, one worth $1 billion. And I built them all from scratch. So what does that mean? Well, that means that if you're a new business and you're sitting there and you're building it and you're like, fuck, what do I do? How do I hire a sales rep? I don't have an office yet. I've been there, done that. Where do I get an office? Should I run it out of my home? I've been there, done that. How do I do marketing? How do I do digital marketing? I don't know how to grow. I've been there, done that. Or you're doing 100,000 or a million or 5 million or 10 million in sales. You're like, how do I get to the next level? Been there, done that. Or you're looking to raise capital, bring someone on, bring on some partnerships, bring on somebody to join your team to take it to the next level. You got to surround yourself. You can be Superman for only so long. And then you become the Avengers. You better get you a team that all has special powers that they can do to elevate your business. Like, I've been there, done that. $500 million in sales in 1 year. Been there, done that. $1 billion valuation. Been there, done that. Reverse merger. Been there, done that. Trying to go public. Been there, done that. Mergers and acquisitions. Been there, done that. You know, raised capital, private equity. Been there, done that. So I get it. I get it. So I tell people, like, look, you got to be grateful on this coaching thing for what you've got. And then you've got to be focused and hungry for what you want. But you can't bitch about it. You can't make complaints. You can't point the finger. You can't look at other people and go, how did they do that? Look, I'm a big believer of taking what people do and reapplying it and then making it yours. You don't have, like, we have cell phones. Do I need to go out and make a new fucking cell phone? No, I use the cell phone and I use it to my advantage, right? You don't have to recreate every single wheel. You do have to be creative. You do have to have a vision. You can't be a complete copycat. You can't just follow. Like, I feel like I'm the OG in solar. Some people would argue that, but I'd be like, look, tell me someone who did just went solar first before me. Nobody. Tell somebody who said own your power first before me. Nobody. Tell me somebody who was on the TV commercials being, you know, the pioneer and revolutionizing home, you know, solar energy at home. Nobody. It was me. Like, I'm not doing my own. Those are fucking facts. So you got to be creative, but I'm not the first son of a bitch to sell solar. I'm not the first son of a bitch to go into the solar business. So you got to take your ideas and you got to implement them. But that goes back to being grateful and hungry. Whatever you have in your life, it's all relevant. Wherever you are in your life, it's all relevant. You be grateful for that. And then you try to step up and level up to the next spot to where you're hungry to succeed and be successful. That's how this works. You can't just stay in a hole. You can't just fucking, you know, think that things are just going to fall out of the sky in your lap. They're not going to. They just won't. That's just not how this works. It's not how life works. You got to go out and get it. That brings me to the second part of this. We just talked about gratitude and being hungry. Well, let me finish a little bit more on the gratitude being hungry. So maybe you have a home and you're like, I don't have $1 million home. I have a $500,000 home. Be grateful you got a fucking $500,000 home and set goals to go get a $1 million home. But you got to be grateful for what you've got. It's all relative. It's all part of the process. My boy ET talks about process. Okay? The journey, the way to get there makes you better. If you've got fast, instant success, good for you, but let me tell you something, it's not going to fucking last in most cases. You got no foundation. You have no skill sets. You only get better when things are tough and when you're having to learn to adapt to things, or you educate yourself, or you get a mentor and you want to learn. Those are the things that make a difference in your life. Not when you're fucking complaining and you're bitching and you're finding ways to not, you know, to not succeed, and you're holding yourself back and you're in your own way. That happens all the time. People get insecure and they control themselves and they box themselves in all the time. So I'm a big believer. First, you got to think positive. Secondly, you got to be grateful for what you got. Like, I'm grateful for my wife, my kids. That's my life. I'm grateful for my home that's paid off, my fucking cars, my friends, the businesses I'm building. I'm grateful for those things. But you've got to see, what are you grateful for, and appreciate that. Don't neglect that. Don't be fucking resentful that you don't have something. Go out and fucking get it. Go out and get it. When I look at some of these fuck sticks out there that got all this shit, and I'm like, that motherfucker's got what? Good for him. Hell yeah. That's the American dream. Let's go. I've got more to go get. That's how I look at it. But how do you look at it? Do you sit and complain and waste all your energy, or do you push yourself? I look at it as like, well, if that motherfucker can get it, I clearly can get it. That's how I look at things. That's how you have to look at things. The difference between success and failure is so small. It's the little things you do. It's the mindset. It's the effort you put in. It's the way that you handle problems. It's the way you react to problems. It's the way that you learn from failures. It's the wisdom that you take. It's how you put your ego to the side. That's the difference between failing and being successful. It's these small little things. Kobe talks about it all the time when, you know, the past, he'd come in, he's like, it's these little things, you know, taking the extra shots. My boy, Amon Ra St. Brown from the Detroit Lions, he catches 202 balls every single day. Why? Because the people that he wanted to be better than caught 200. That's the point. It's these little things to make you better than everything else, right? I want to be better than that person. I'm going to put in these little things. I didn't have to come in here and be in the studio and do this, but I owed it. I owed it to my listeners, my subscribers. I got to get out there and do a podcast. It's Saturday. I'm like, dude, I could have been sitting in there enjoying my family today, which I still want to. And I'm grateful that I have my family, but I made those moments matter. And then now I'm here at the podcast doing it. Like, you have to be able to do that, right? Now let's get to the second part of this podcast. The difference between arrogance and confidence. So I'm going to tell you, and this is my opinion for what it's worth. I argue with people about this all the time. Confidence means that when I walk into the room, I feel like I'm the baddest, the smartest, the best motherfucker in that room. I'm confident. Arrogance means I'm going to treat people in that room less than me. I'm going to overly be flashy and overly conceited. That's arrogance, right? I'm arrogant and I put my ego in the way and I'm just better than everybody. No, I want to tell myself I'm better than everybody and carry my shoulders up high and be confident and not fanboy. I'll use the example of this. I was talking to somebody else that I was coaching recently and they were asking, what was it like to meet Trump and what was it like to do this? And I can't believe you did a commercial with Barry Sanders. Isn't that your favorite player of all time? Yes, yes, yes. Well, how did you handle all that? I'll tell you how. I become the most interesting person in the room. I don't fanboy people. Like, we've done some stuff with Mark Wahlberg, like all these things. Like, I don't, oh my God, Mark, Barry, what up? Like, I don't do that. I'm like, hey, what's up, Jason Wall? Yeah, this is what I do. I got a solar company, blah, 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 blah. I fucking keep it real. And then they're interested in me. Barry would ask me for, hey, man, what should I do? I'm looking at this dealership. What should I do? Like, they ask me for business advice. Why? Because I am a confident son of a bitch. I'm not arrogant. I'm not better than anybody. I'm not better than anybody on here. But I'm more confident. When I walk in, I feel like I'm the best. That doesn't mean I am the best, but I feel like I'm the best. I'm not going to treat you like shit and say I'm better than you because that's arrogance. I'm not going to go, I'm better than you. That's arrogance. I'm just going to put in the work and fucking do me. I'm competing with my best version yesterday. I'm competing with myself every hour. I got to be better this hour than last hour. I got to be better today than I was yesterday. I got to be better this month than I was last month. That is about confidence. Arrogance is like, oh, fuck that guy. I'm better than that guy and that guy. Like, you're wasting all your energy worried about where the fuck they are on the scale. Fuck where they are on the scale. Worry about where you are on the scale. Challenge yourself to be better on the scale. Fucking challenge yourself and look where you were yesterday and where you are today. That's the biggest key. Like, if there's anything you can learn from the shit that I'm saying today, it's you are competing with yourself today to yesterday's version. You're not competing with everybody else on social media. You're not competing. And people are like, I like to win. Like, I fucking like to win and I want to be the best company, blah, blah, blah. I get it. I fucking love to win. I love to win. Let me phrase this. I hate losing more than I love winning. And that's a problem, right? Because I fucking hate to lose. And I hate that more than I love winning. And it should be the other way around. You should love winning more than you hate losing. And that's the competitive nature we have in us. And that's something I train myself because when I lose, I'm like, fuck. And I just, ugh. But it makes me want to win more. And I use it as motivation and fuel. And look, that's me learning and adapting and keeping it real. But you got to love winning more, right? Winning has got to be. And what is winning? Winning is beating yourself today, beating yesterday's you. That's winning. Doing a little more today than you did yesterday. That's winning. AGB, always getting better. 1% more today than yesterday is winning. That's the key here. You've got to decide what you're going to do and quit finding excuses to not succeed. Don't play to not lose. Play to fucking win. You got to play to win. I challenge myself every day and I get like, dude, I'm building new companies. You know what that's like to fucking, you've already built three or four companies and one was worth $1 billion with 2,400 employees and $700 million in revenue to fucking start from ground zero with a new company. Let me tell you what it's like. It fucking sucks. It's like, dude, we did this like 8 years ago. And then before that, we did that 5 years ago. And then before that, we did that 7 years ago. Like, fuck, we're back to this. But here's the good news. Rather than be like, fuck, we're back to this. I'm like, well, you know what? I know how to double down on this and I know how to speed this up. And instead of being profitable in 2 years, we can be profitable in 6 months and blah, 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 blah. And then all of that experience and that wisdom that you gained, that you have from your struggles, you apply that to your new opportunities and things just get better. Like, I'm not building one company. We're building like five fucking companies, dude, trying to build five $200 million companies right now. That's what we're doing. And I'm trying to help everyone I mentor fucking build their business to be doing 5, 10, 15, 20, 30, 50, 500 million. I want them to all have great exits of several million dollars, nine, 10 figures. That's the people that I'm trying to help. But some of them are in the beginning stages. I told you, I'm expensive, but I'm worth every fucking penny. Every penny I'm worth. Every penny I'm worth. And then some. In fact, I think it's a discount. My boy Dan Locke charges $250,000 a year for coaching. And he's worth every penny. There are some people out here that charge you four, five, six, eight grand, and they don't give you shit. They just give you a bunch of, yeah, let's go. Woo! Let's get in our mastermind and charge you 10 grand, and you come out and we sit around and fuck off all day. Wow. Well, why don't you help them with a business plan, a blueprint to fucking be successful, build a marketing side, build a fucking sales side, build a production side, learn how to get a CFO, learn how to monetize their business, learn how to fucking scale. Why don't you teach them real shit that's tangible? Why are you teaching them shit that's not tangible? Why are you teaching them shit that's literally like just like if I'm watching YouTube for free? There's so many of those posers out there. It sucks. And I hate it for you that pay to do that. Like, that just sucks. But I go back to, as we're wrapping this up, gratitude, yet still being hungry. Be grateful for what you got. Be grateful for who's there for you, okay? Those that aren't there for you, you don't have to hate them. Just don't fucking be there for them. Be there for you. If they're not going to fucking be a part of your dream, they're not going to fucking, they're going to hold you back, then don't waste your energy on them. Do not be hateful. Do not be resentful. Do not fucking go out there and put bad shit in the world. But what you can do is not waste your energy on them. And the best revenge is fucking success. It's not revenge. I heard some asshole say, nope, it's revenge. Nope. It's success. So go be successful. I remember not once, twice, three different times where I was in business and I had a new company or something happened and all my peers and they're all talking shit. Good luck with solar. Good luck with that. And then all the motherfuckers could just fucking, yay, I want to do what you do. And they followed the dream, right? That's so rewarding. And I didn't have to say anything to them. I just busted my ass. So that's what I'm doing now. I'm grinding and building new companies right now and helping entrepreneurs and business owners level up where they can build their companies to the dream of the size they wanted. I'm using that knowledge to do that. It's I get to win through them as well and win through myself. It's fucking perfect. I love it. But I'm grateful for it. I'm grateful for my listeners. I'm grateful for my subscribers. So thank you for listening to the Top 5 Podcast, the BAM Podcast. We are going to change it to the BAM Show soon. The BAM Show is going to have some business and money in it, but it's going to be different shit too. If I want to talk about peanut butter crackers, and look, I got a peanut butter cracker right here, which I want to eat. Good. I want to talk about crackers. We want to talk about crackers. We want to talk about coffee. Talk about coffee. We talk about football. We talk about football. We talk about business and money. We talk about business and money, and that's what the BAM Show is going to be about. We're going to bring some high level guests in. You know, we've already had the Grant Cardones, the Ed Milettes, the Kevin O'Learys, the ETs. I'm not talking about extraterrestrial. I'm talking about Eric Thomas. Calvin Johnson, Barry Sanders, Mark Wahlberg, Sugar Ray. Those are the guests I've already had in the past. I'm going to have bigger guests on the BAM Show. And I'll tell you, shout out to Pat McAfee. He inspired me to do that because I love his show. It's called The Pat McAfee Show. And it's not always fucking sports. It's other shit. So mine will be The BAM Show. And it's not all going to be business and money. It's going to be other shit. So stay tuned for that. That's coming out soon. We're also going to talk about the Generac story. You know, those fuck sticks up there in Wisconsin and their fraudulent bullshit and scandal. So I'm going to be very vocal and bring a lot of that up too as well in the show. So because we've got lots of lawsuits against them, I think they just got another one. So they just keep stacking up. But long story short, have a blessed weekend. Go out and crush it. Go out and make something happen. Believe in yourself. Be grateful for what you've got. Be hungry to go get the rest of the things. Don't wait for it. Go get it. Go crush it. Continue to follow the podcast. If you're into elite, high-level, high-ticket one-on-one coaching, okay, because it costs. You can do one call. You ain't got to do five or ten. You can do one, and I think the intro call is like $600, and the first call is $2,500. But, dude, I'm telling you, you might only need one call and be like, holy fuck, I'm ready to go crush the world. You'd help me with my business. Just be prepared. Let's make that hour count. And then if you sign up for monthly or annually, I'm not like, oh, my gosh, John, we did our four calls. You get full access to me, my Rolodex, whether, you know, people who raise capital. It could be Blackstone, could be Goldman Sachs, could be Ares, could be, you know, public company Sunrun out there, people that have looked to do, but like got connections with all of that as we built the companies and you're building your brand. So definitely check it out. Go have a blessed day. Continue to follow the podcast. Continue the support. Bam.